Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show. We're coming closer to the end here, and we've got Matt Nelson out on stage now. Matt's a writer on our show. He's got a mind for history, does a lot of research for us. And when we go to a town like Brainerd, he's the guy who does a lot of checking into things for us.
That's right.
Well, we've talked a lot about trains tonight, Matt. Do you think any more to add about trains?
Nope.
No. No, you've got some relatives from down here. What was your impression of the area before you got down here to do the show?
Well, you know, Aaron, I really love this area. My great-grandparents came to Brainerd in 1903. They built the farmhouse that they had my grandfather in 1918, and he died in that same farmhouse in 2007. In the years in between, he raised 8 kids and a whole lot of cattle. You know, I thought about drawing on my experiences to write a sketch about small-town Minnesotan life or maybe some church suppers, but I was kind of worried that we'd get confused with another popular Minnesotan radio
right.
show.
And you've been expressly warned never to do that.
Expressly.
Yes, very good.
But I did find a lot of other historical material that was really important to the area and really needed to be told, but I just didn't know what to do with it.
Right, like the Bataan Death March.
Yeah, see, this area is home to a large number of World War II veterans. They served in the 108th Armored Battalion, and they were part of the U.S. presence that was trapped in the Philippines at the start of the war in 1942. These soldiers were captured and forced to march more than 100 miles by cruel guards who killed the stragglers. There were 43 men from Brainerd that died in the march, and more of them died in the camps.
Truly a brave group of men who made a great sacrifice for the nation.
Absolutely.
Not very funny, though.
No.
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 Not really a sketch and all that.
No.
No. No. What else we got?
Well, there was the hanging.
Oh. Right. The Blueberry War. 2 Ojibwe men hung for a crime they didn't commit. All they wanted to do was sell blueberries.
Yep. I mean, it was 1872, and it really showed the tense relations between the settlers and the Ojibwe at the time. It was a time of widespread racial injustice.
Also not funny.
Not funny. No.
No.
No,
no musical numbers in
no
there.
No musical numbers.
No.
Nothing, no.
But there is the fluoride story.
There is the fluoride story. Starting in 1951, Brainerd was one of a handful of American cities to resist fluoridation in the city drinking water supply. You see, there were a lot of conspiracy theories that dated back to the 50s that said the fluoride was part of a communist mind control plot, and there were many believed it was just plain toxic to drink.
Most places use fluoride. It's good for teeth. It's kind of funny that Brainerd held out for, what, how long?
30 years. And see, that's just it. And they're still arguing about fluoride. There's just a whole lot of conflicting science. It's still an issue.
Still.
Right.
So it's kind of funny, but also kind of controversial.
Right. Not really something you can sink your teeth into.
We could, you know, do something with an evil dentist.
No time. No, no, no.
No? No? Mm-mm. Okay. Well, that just leaves the whole Brainerd diarrhea thing.
We did that. Twice already, back in the first act.
Yeah, so what are we missing here?
Well, we've talked about teeth, death, and diarrhea. How about the blues?
I think you're right about that.